Hi guys, welcome back to another wonderful episode of Unraveling with Risa. I remain your host, Uchechi Arisa. And if this is your first time stopping by, thank you so much. You are welcome. Over here is positive vibes, great vibes, lovely vibes, and all that shebang. Happy, happy new year, my lovely listeners. Thank you so much for sticking by me. And I hope this year is filled with ease and exploits for every one of you. I'm so happy to be back and dive into this episode. There's so much that's been going on, and I'm just like, you know what, let's just get into it. Let's just get right into it, you know. So yeah, happy new year, my loves. Happy new year. So I obviously, it's a new year, but like, I'm not that person that when I was younger, I used to have new year resolutions and all these things, but like, the stage where I'm at right now in my life, I don't like pressure. I don't like to, you know, have to heighten my anxiety. So I'm trying to just meet myself at where I'm at. So I don't have New Year resolutions. I just have like 2-3 goals I want to, you know, accomplish by the end of the year. And if I don't, you know, it's all well and good, but you know, things are already in motion so that I accomplish them. So it's not like anything like far off from me, something that, you know, I'm just, you know, stretching myself. I will stretch myself, but not like it can't be attained. It's something that is attainable, and that's why, you know, it's even one of like, obviously, it's, you know, part of my goals. So yeah, that's what I have. I don't know if you guys have New Year resolutions, but if you guys do, you know, good with that. But I just want to say, don't put any unnecessary pressure on yourself. I don't think it's worth it, because having to set New Year resolutions, I don't think is necessarily bad. I think the pressure that comes with it and how people become unkind to themselves when they don't accomplish certain goals, that's where the problem lies. And for me, I'm very big on always having to be kind to yourself, because life is already hard and so much is already going on in the world. If you one person that obviously, you know, obviously God is, you know, as a Christian, I believe God is, you know, the leader, and you know, he's my father, and he obviously has a final say, but like, you have a huge role to play in how your life plays out. You know, you take decisions, you take steps, you know, you do things for yourself. So if you by yourself cannot be kind to yourself, then I don't know what kind of life that is. And having to just set, you know, or have resolutions, I'm just like, okay, so if you don't get there, then what happens? It feels like, you know, what, your year was what, messed up? I don't think so. So I think everyone should operate from a place of love and a place of kindness and grace. And I think that will just help everyone to feel better in general. So yeah, I'm okay, you know, just had myself a good cup of tea, because this flu, you know, that is flying around will not be my portion in Jesus' name. Amen, somebody. Amen. So yeah, I'm definitely, you know, just having a good time. So let me just tell you guys, for the first time in 5 years, I had an amazing Christmas. I had an amazing Christmas. It was just different. I was smiling. If you don't know, I've said it a couple times on this pod, I lost my very good friend 5 years ago. 6 years ago now, on Christmas Day, and my life never remained the same. It was just really hard. It was just tough. It was just difficult, and it's still difficult. It's not the same. I don't think it's ever going to be. But the fact that, you know, this Christmas, I looked forward to it, and it was just beautiful. It was different. It was like a breath of fresh air, and I just had like so much love around me, so much positivity. It was just really great, and I'm so thankful to God for it. I looked forward to it. It was even more than I thought it was going to be. It was just beautiful. It was just beautiful. It was just really beautiful. So I'm thankful for that. I'm happy that I experienced that. And yeah, you know, it's the new year, and it's already it's already 4 days in, so it's the fourth today, and I can't even believe how like quick, because I was just saying happy new year, and it's already the fourth. The year is not slowing down at all. It's just, you know, swinging by, and we thank God obviously for his mercies. My friends are okay, my family members are okay, my loved ones are fine, and I'm just really thankful to be in this phase, to be here, to be able to obviously record this podcast, to try my best to be who I know that I am, on this platform, to be your host, just to be myself. And I'm just so blessed to, do that. So how was my week? So my week has been good. I wouldn't say great because I'm back to work, and I promise you, first day at work and I was just so stressed out because I genuinely don't want to work anymore. I just want to make passive income. I just want to chill. I just don't want to have to leave my house. I just don't want to have to do anything. I probably want to maybe just open my computer, have maybe a meeting, and type maybe a little bit, or draft certain emails, or send out like maybe three, four emails a day. And everything is going on. I'm still getting a fat check at the end of 2 weeks, and at the end of the month as well. Like, I really just want a soft life, and I am manifesting it by the grace of God. It will be my portion. I will have that chillax life that I want. All things working together, and that's why obviously I'm just working as much as I can to get to a certain position. So yeah, that's my week. I'm thankful and I'm okay, and my week has been good, but like, I'm stressed because I'm back to work in full mode. Like, I'm working the entire week and I'm just like, Jesus, take the wheel. So yeah, that's there's that. And over like the past 2 weeks, there's been so much. Like, I've just had different conversations about different things, and I was so excited because I don't know, it's just the host in me, obviously, having to just think. I was just like, ah, I can't wait to come on the pod and, come and talk to my listeners about X and X and X and X. And it's just different conversations, having to see how people think about different things and their mindsets and their school of thought, and just their how they process certain things. Some of them I was amazed, some of them I was on the same page with them, and some of them I was just like, I don't know what you're talking about. But yeah, it's just really good to see that people, if it doesn't matter if you grew up together, you have same background or values, people think really different from you and process things differently. And that's why I started by saying we need to apply grace, not just to ourselves, actually. I think we need to apply grace to other people as well, because like I said, you might have grown up with someone, raised by the same parents, worn the same clothes, lived in the same house, done the same routine for years, but they think differently from you. They do things differently because that's just how life is, So yeah, the first thing I want to actually talk about is letting go. And I think over the years, a lot of things have happened that, as much as I tried to process, I didn't process everything or the entirety of the things that happened, and I think that sometimes when I have flashbacks or when I think about certain things that have happened that obviously involved other people, and I just play back how everything went down, I just become a little upset all over again. Not like I'm angry, just a little upset, and just because I don't like how I was treated, or I don't like how the situation was handled or managed. And in my opinion, I feel like a part of me always tells me, oh, you have to let this go. And it's not like I'm holding on to it, but when things happen and there's no apology, or there's no discussion, or there's no coming back from whatever unkind word was said or whatever unkind action was made, I think it leaves whoever was hurting, or whoever is hurting rather, in a position where they don't know what to do with emotions when they come running back. And so, I was listening to something and it was talking about letting go, because we hold on to so much that we don't realize that it does, it does, like, it definitely, I'm trying to put it into words. It does us dirty in the sense that it doesn't do us good. So it doesn't give us peace, doesn't give us comfort. It just tightens our chest, even when we don't know our chest is tight. Because like I said, it's not something that you're carrying in your head. Or let me speak for me, it's not something I'm carrying on my mind. I'm not thinking about it. I'm not holding on to it. I'm not like, oh, like angry about it, but when I just remember, and I just get a little upset again because I'm just like, I don't even see any reason why this should have happened. And like I said, there's not been a conversation, or it wasn't managed properly, and I'm just like, no, this is not something that I'm comfortable with. And I was listening to something, like I said, and I was talking about letting go, and I'm just like, I was talking to myself in the moment saying, I need to let go of these things, regardless of however way it was managed, regardless of whatever was said, regardless of however way that it went down. I need to start letting go. And I was saying that to myself, and I was really serious because I was just like, it probably will never be managed right. There will probably never be an apology. There will probably never be a discussion. So when are you going to let go completely? And like I said, I was talking to myself, and I'm like, yeah, like I'm just going to let it go. Because at the end of the day, I'm a big advocate for you control what you do, you control how you react, you control the things you say, or and all that shebang. But you can't really control what someone does, what they say, and all that stuff. And the crazy thing is, no matter how you want to play out the situation, it's happened. You can't control that. It's already happened. You can't go back in time and make it not happen. So what you can do is to let go. What you can do is to let go. What you can do is to let go. And I think letting go is so important because it helps you just feel better. It helps you become more at ease. It helps you just have a lighter mind. It helps you overcome everything that was involved in that situation that makes you feel whatever negative emotion that you feel when you think about it. So I think it's not an easy thing to do, but I think it's important that we realize that we need to let go of certain things, especially the things we have no control over. Because for our own self, for our own heart, for our own mind, for our own sanity, we should try to let go. We should let go, and we should just allow ease and peace and breeze and just fresh air to come in. So just let go and let go and let go. Talking about letting go, it's crazy that I was thinking about how, my year had been, and just how 2022 was, and everything that I did, everything I went through, everything that I, the goals that I ticked off my to-do list, and the things that I said I was going to do. 2022 was my selfish year. 2022 was a year that I chose me. 2022 was a year that I did stuff for me. 2022 was the year that I said, you know what? It's going to be me. If anybody's going to join, they can. But you see, I'm not waiting for anyone. Whether it comes to whatever it has to do with, I want to focus on me. And I flourished so much because I had to be selfish a little bit. Because I've always been someone that I focus so much on others and everyone else and everything else but myself. And I decided that, you know what, this year is going to be different. I'm just going to focus on me, do me, be happy for me, push me, cheer me on, love me, be kind to me, be gracious to me, all that shebang. And I did it, and it was so amazing. And throughout, like me just thinking about everything, I had a smile on my face, but there was something that I knew that I kind of didn't like. I just kind of didn't like that I didn't give so much, not that I didn't give so much attention, but I wasn't as intentional as I am always. And that's just the relationship I have with God. Last year was all God, by the way. Like, nothing was me, in the sense that if not for God, I wouldn't have done any of those things. He equipped me, helped me, answered my prayers, gave me things that I asked for, blessed me, pushed me, guided me, and just elevated me. Like, everything was God, right? And on bended knees, I did ask for things, and God gave them to me. He's such a good father. He's so good. But I just feel like last year I was so busy just doing a lot of stuff that I was not as intentional. So I'll just give an example. If, for example, I used to pray and worship for 20 minutes. I would do 7 minutes or 8 minutes. Maximum would be 10 minutes. Even when every time coming back from work and worshiping, I just feel like that was already a part of my routine. So I was just doing it because it's a part of my routine and I wanted to do it. But I just, there was no depth to it. And the crazy thing is, I've been going on and 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 on. And I know there were times last year when I prayed my heart out, I cried to God, I worshiped so much, I was so thankful to Him, I just gave Him so much adoration, so much honor, so much praise. And I know God knows that I love Him with everything in me. You know, I know God knows that without Him, I'm nothing. And I know God knows that I'm not here taking praise for everything that He's done. However, I feel as though I could have been more intentional. Now, I wasn't like neglecting my relationship with God or not praying or none of that, but I was not as intentional as I would have loved to be. And I know that this year I want to be more intentional. I want to be how I know myself to be with God. I want to be so in tune that it's electrifying. I don't know how to explain it, but I want to walk my way back and find my way back to God and have that relationship that I know that we have and be so in tune with Him. Like, I don't know how else to explain it, but last year I felt like I kind of detached from Him a little bit. He never left me. He was always there for me, holding my hand, scaling everything with me. But I just felt like I should have been more intentional. So this year, I know that that's something that I'm excited to be doing, to be more intentional. It's crazy because I was thinking about it, that even yesterday, I got back, I laid on my bed. You know, I was even trying, I was falling asleep because I was really tired and exhausted. But from nowhere, I found myself praying. I found myself praying to God. I found myself apologizing. I found myself, you know, just bearing myself to Him and asking Him to forgive me, you know. And it's just because I literally have no life without God. Like, I'm nobody. I'm empty. I feel like without God, like, I would drop dead the next day. God is everything to me. And I feel like I can be more intentional. And I know where I stand, you know, in heart of God. So I will be more intentional this year. That's something that I'm much more willing to do this year, and I'm so excited to do that because, trust me, it is the sweetest thing and I love it so much. Talking about how my year played out over the course of the week, I thought about a lot of things, and like I said, I had conversations. I thought about how things played out in my life and how I've been upset about how certain things played out in my life, and holding on to how upset I was about how things played out in my life. And I'm a big advocate also for forgiving oneself. And I think that throughout my entire life, a lot of things have obviously happened. But one thing I know is that I'm always trying to be so empathetic towards me. I try to treat myself how I would treat my friend, advise myself like how I'd advise my friend, my sister, like people that I genuinely love. And I know that for sure that I'm still very angry about how certain things played out in my life. Now, this doesn't even have to do with anyone or nobody's involved. This has to do with me. This has to do with things that I just felt like, nah, like things should have happened this way or happened that way. And you know, talking about God is just reminding me, because there are times that certain things happen and I've just had a face off with God, like, this is not what we talked about. This is not, you know, vented. And it's always been because I know that God listens to me, and I know that His plans are way better than my plans, and I know that He has blessed me beyond my imagination. And my thing is, everything that has happened or things that are bound to happen or things that I don't even remember that have happened that make me upset because of how they played out, it's just always like, did that really have to happen? You know, did that really, like, my friend's death is still something. Did he really have to die? I've made peace with the fact that he's not coming back, but I've not made peace with the fact that he had to die. So things like that Things that and he had to die the way that he did as well. He had to die without even saying a word to me. I was supposed to talk like that night, but he passed away that night. Like, did he have to die on Christmas Day? Things like that. There's so many questions that I have, and I'm just upset about how things play out, because sometimes I'm in certain situations. For example, I'm going to keep using my friend as a reference, my friend Denise as a reference, just because I think it's a good example so everyone understands what I'm saying. But it's like I'm at certain points in my life and I just think about my friend because he's the only one I would want to talk to in that moment, but he's not there anymore and there's that void. And it's just so sad. And I start thinking again, did he actually have to die? Did he have to die? Like he I don't think he had to die. So I was cry I used to cry so much about a miracle even before he was buried. But I made peace with the fact that he's not coming back. But now I know that I haven't made peace with the fact that he died, and he died the way that he did, and he died on the day that he died. But one thing I know for sure is that God loves me. Through all my questions, through all my uncertainties, through my anger, God really, 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 really loves me. And he loves me for who I am. He loves me for who I am, and not because of things that I can do or how well I can praise him or worship him. He loves me. So, talking about love and how God loves me, I want to touch on a topic that I feel like a lot of people always talk about this here and there, and a lot of people are so upset about how this topic comes off. But I want to talk about men, especially Nigerian men or African men, and their lack of emotional intelligence, because they've all been brought up to think of wanting to focus on ways they can provide. So I'm Nigerian, and I don't want to speak for all, but most Nigerian men have this mentality that as far as I can provide, especially for my immediate family, and even if they're married, extended family, partner, whatever, children, that is the biggest thing I can do. Everything else can kick rocks. Everything else can go to the side. I do not give a toss about it. And I now ask a question. Yeah, you've provided. Yes, you live in a mansion. Your children go to the best of schools. They wear the nicest of clothes. They go on holiday. So, yes, these things are great and lovely, but where is the depth in that if they cannot connect to the person who gives them access to these things? If they can't sit down and have a heart-to-heart talk about how school is tough and difficult, they can't tell you about their first crush, if they can't have moments where they laugh with you, if they can't have moments where they're down and you notice because you know that they have a certain look, and today that look is not looking like the look they usually have. How do you connect with your loved ones? Or how do you think it's okay not to connect with your loved ones because you're providing them with material things and money and all these things? And don't get me wrong, it's a part of upbringing, because a lot of Nigerian homes, you would hear that the guy would be told, oh, you go and play while the girl goes to the kitchen. And I think that's terrible. And it needs to start being changed now with the younger ones coming up. Emotional intelligence is an essential part of life. And there are other things that happen after, the things finances can help with or finances can solve. If your daughter has been bullied at school, she's been bullied. In that situation, she's been bullied. She's been made to feel like she's not worth it. Her self-worth is probably in the bin. Yes, you can change her school, but it's not money that fixes the in-depth things going on in her head and in her mind at the time. So, what am I talking about? It's all well and good to give grace and understand that it's not rocket science. So a lot of these things will need time to change and adjust, therapy, talking, reminding them, and obviously grace and space, and one step at a time. But I think more men need to wake up and understand and realize that you being a financial provider is great. But you being in tune with the emotions of your loved ones and the people you care about is greater. And I say that because, yes, you can give someone money and give them all these nice things, but your money, especially to your children, doesn't make your children automatically love you. Like, I'm talking about household right now. People on the outside can pretend to love you, and they may stay in your corner for as many years as they please, but they don't love you, or they might not love you. But your kids or your family members that you're throwing money to and solving all these problems with the amount of money that, with all the money that you have, great. But they know that they don't have a confidant in you. They know that they don't have your shoulder to lean on if they want to vent or cry or express themselves. They know that all you care about is just sorting things out with money. And I think that leaves a gap, and I don't think that that's great. So yes, we'll apply grace in understanding that that's what they were told growing up, but you can start to break the yoke today. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to wait till when you get married or when you have a child. Start to understand that your money is great. Money is great, not just for men, for women. Gone are the days where the men work, the women stay at home. The women stay at home. Women are working these days and making bank and making a lot of money, able to, solve problems themselves, are able to, use money to provide comfort for themselves. Money is great for everyone. Nobody's saying, oh, money isn't good, money isn't great. Money is great for everyone. So at the end of the day, if everyone can understand that, yes, that money is great, what else is there? What can people say about you when you're gone? Were you there to hold their hand through the hardest of times? Could you wipe their tears away and give them the tightest of hugs that would, give them comfort? Who are you to them without money? If you didn't have money, would you have a solid relationship? These are the things that people need to consider and start to work on, because the earlier the better. And like I said, we'll apply grace, but the earlier the better. I also, I have a group chat and I asked them this question yesterday. I said, do you guys have insecurities? If you do you have the ones that you are comfortable sharing or talking about? And I got different responses, but most of them said that yes, they have insecurities. Yes, they have insecurities. But they don't share some because of the fear of being judged. And I think it's crazy that everyone has an automatic wall up when it comes to just insecurities and in life, because people don't want to say things that someone, even their loved one, can use against them. And I say that's crazy because when you think about it, when you truly think about it, you're not supposed to use what anyone has told you against them. But human nature, different things happen, different things come up, and that may be a possibility. That may be a possibility that it might be used against, like an insecurity might be used against another, and it stirs up like arguments, and obviously it's not a cute show after that. But I think we should be more open about speaking about our insecurities, because then nobody really has the power to now use it against us. Because I feel like insecurities are like flaws. We're human beings and we're flawed. And so we're human beings and we have insecurities. And it's okay to have insecurities. So when you've owned your insecurity, can someone really use that against you? For example, if someone says they're insecure about their bum, as long as they ain't getting the BBL, they're okay with the size of their bum, they're okay with how it looks, they're okay with how perky it is, with how flat it is, or however way it is. If someone says, oh, yeah, you ain't got no bum, I know. Like, say something different because this is not news to me. I know I don't have a bum. And I feel like when you identify your insecurities, you need to also look deeper to see where the insecurities stem from. Why are you insecure about what you're insecure about? So this is inside work that you do by yourself, for yourself, with yourself, without anybody interfering. Because this is inside work for you, for your growth, for your confidence, for your self-worth, and for your ego too. Because by the time you've done this and you know where it stems from, you can also work on not being insecure about it if you can. But at least the main thing is you can know where it stems from. You can know, okay, this is why I'm insecure about this. If it's something you can work through, you do. But if you can't, at least you know. At least you know. And that's something that is that's the power that you have, and no one can use that against you. Because I think the world is so big and there's so much going on that we need to start looking on the inside of ourselves. Because when you point one finger, the rest of the fingers point back to you. We need to start looking inside, inwards, and doing the work inwards. Because when the inside and inward work is done well, the outside glows and shines and it's beautiful. So, at the end of the day, who are you with or without your insecurities? Why are you insecure about what you're insecure about? Is there something you can do that doesn't now trump your insecurities or that insecurity? That's like stuff that we need to think about. But yeah, I think that's it for this week. I've come to the end of the episode. I did touch on a few topics, and I'm glad that I did. A few topics that I definitely wanted to touch on. So I'm so glad that I did. But guys, don't forget that you're the best of the best and the best that there always will be. And don't forget to be kind to yourself, gracious to yourself, and gracious and kind to others. I hope you have an amazing new year filled with ease and exploits. Until next time, I remain your host. Bye, guys.